This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 245, Batman and Robin from 1997. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Batman and Robin?
Well, it's probably been, it's a couple of years, because I actually wrote a review of this on my Instagram. I won't share my score because we have a different scoring system than I have in personal life, but I did a little review on Instagram. So I'm going to say it was 2019, maybe. So three or four years.
Yeah, I seen this film when the 4K came out.
And I watched it on Blu-ray. So this is my first time watching the 4K.
Yeah, whenever I saw the 4K, that is when I saw it. But I will say this, is one of the best looking 4Ks I think I've seen.
It looks great. It does. It looks really good.
Yeah,
they did a lot of great work on this classic film. So
yeah, it's so weird how they put so much work on this movie, but not Rocky.
I mean, I guess they said which one made them more money, really. I mean, the Batman movies are, they all made probably three times as much as the Rocky movies. So
maybe. But anyway, with that said, all right, Nate, what did the critics and audience have to say about Batman and Robin?
Well, I thought we escaped horrible movie month. But according to these Rotten Tomato scores, we got one last stranger, like just hanging on right here. Just like hanging on by a thread, because this baby, it's sitting at 12% critic score and 16% audience.
Dude,
so this has a lower audience score than Ballistic X versus Sever, lower than Ultraviolet, lower than Bangkok. This has a lower audience score than all four of the movies we did in Bad Movie Month. I think it's nearer and dearer to people's heart. I think people like Batman more than those other things. So maybe they were really mad. I don't know.
It could be. But, you know, I mean, I can see those numbers watching this movie. I mean, we can see it across the board. So I'm not even going to hate or rate on all these, like the critics and the audience on this, because this is going to be an extension to Bad Movie Month. Actually,
it's one extra.
I'm not going to lie. The two movies that we're doing this week is an extension of Bad Movie Month.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest with the audience here, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and go, the next movie is going to be great, because we all know Escape from L.A.
Well, I had never seen Escape from L.A., by the way. It was the first time watch. Yeah.
But I know you. You know you. Everyone should know you already.
I know
already.
You and you know you.
You know you. So anyway, look, with that said, let's get right into it. George Clooney putting on the cape and cowl for the first time ever as Bruce Wayne, lead character.
No.
What you got, Nate?
No. One. Horrible. Horrible. Absolutely. And you guys are listening out in podcast land. You couldn't see me, but the whole time he started talking, I was shaking my head. Very hard. Vociferously. No. George Clooney is the worst. He's the worst Batman that's ever been a Batman in any Batman anything. In a TV show, in a movie, in a voice of a cartoon, any version of this character, he is the absolute worst. And I'm not saying George Clooney is a bad actor. I will say this. I am not a huge George Clooney fan. We both liked him in Dusk Till Dawn. I thought he was good in that. But really, other than that, if I go through and look through, like, I like him in Ocean's 11 because I think he fits that role. That kind of, you know, he just has that. He has that. That's his sort of swag, is the Ocean's movies. Bruce Wayne is not it. And then just besides the performance being bad, because it is, his big Batman intro scene when he comes in at the party with Mr. Freeze and he lands on the Brontosaurus and goes, "Hey, I'm Batman." It's just like that. No inflection. No. Hey, I'm Batman. I'm like, oh, we're in for a bad trip here. And sure enough, I was right. And, you know, on top of the performance being bad, and I'm going to wrap it up with this. This movie is not even about Batman. This movie is not about Batman. He does not have a storyline here that's like of any interest at all. Remember in Returns, at least they had some of that dark stuff with Val Kilmer, with the bat in his mind. And this movie is nothing for him. Okay. There is something in storyline I want to talk about that I think is okay, but it doesn't relate to him. And I just think it's the worst version of a Batman character. He felt like part of an ensemble, and that should not be in a movie called Batman and Robin. You know, he felt like he was playing second banana anytime he was on screen. And I just hated it. One.
Yeah. I mean, look, really, is he really that bad? He was horrendous. He is not good. Dude, I mean, I agree. I gave him a 1-2, mm-hmm. but a one goes through everybody from Batgirl to Robin. I mean, Robin was a piece of shit in this movie. And it's the same actor from the last movie. My theory is that they had Val Kilmer continuing to come back, and Val Kilmer's like, I ain't coming back. And they had to go with George Clooney.
He read that script and was like, I'm good.
Yeah, he goes, nah, I'm not. But, George, oh my God. You know, and I feel bad because Kennedy, he worked. I don't think he could have worked as Batman, but he could have worked for like another character in that universe. Like maybe like another villain that people don't know. I would have been like, okay, you know what? George Clooney, like maybe Clayface. Right? At the time. He could work the Clayface, right? A good-looking guy. Then the actor. Shit happens.
He's like an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. Yeah. Broadway actor, too. He's funny. So it's not like he can't, right?
I actually like that.
Man-Bat. He's a scientist.
Yeah.
George Clooney could. I think he could. I mean, I haven't seen him as a scientist. If they threw Arnold as
But he looks smart. He was a doctor on ER.
Yeah. So I think... My problem is that I could not relate to Bruce, bro. He did not sound right. It sounded too funny at times. And
I'm Batman.
He reminded me. You ready for this part?
Yeah.
He reminded me of the Adam West of the modern Batman. Didn't he sound like Adam West at times?
Yeah. Yes.
Like an actor that's not supposed to be Batman, but he's Batman. That's Adam West. Like Adam West now is Batman because everyone knows it and the 60s cheese. But George Clooney, he is mad campy. And you could tell, like, it's like they took like Timothy Dalton and put him in a bat suit. Like, you're just like, what the hell? Like, this doesn't work. He could have been with that thick voice. Actually, he would have been a good Alfred with that British accent. But anyway, look, with that said, I gave it a 1 because I don't even want to harp on how horrible this guy is. All right, let's get to the villains.
Okay, so look, I really, really, when we do this show and we're reviewing these movies, I really try to find the positives. And I'm going to give the villains, and I'm going to explain myself. But I'm going to give the villains, because there's another one where there's a lot of villains, 2. There's a very specific reason, though, why I'm giving them a 2. Let me start with we're going to go from worst to least worst, because they're all pretty bad. worst. Bane. What a joke. Bane in the comic books is a genius. You know, he like speaks Spanish. He's super strong. I will say the look of Bane in this, I didn't hate. He's huge. They got a big like bodybuilder guy, right? And I like the mask. They actually got the mask like the comics. So I like that. That's all I got. He can't talk. He's like Groot. He just talks like he just says like one word, like party. Bane. He's the worst. And what I don't understand is like before he turns into Bane, he's like a skinny little like 80-pound man. Who's like a killer, and then as soon as he gets venom in him, he forgets how to talk. Like, is that makes you just dumb and strong? I don't know. Whatever. Bane's horrible. A one. Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy. Uma Thurman is gorgeous. I mean, she looks amazing in this movie. But that does not get you a lot of points as far as a character, because she's basically like a porn star in this movie. This is porn star Ivy, not Poison Ivy. Everything she says is innuendo. My garden needs some tilling. We're gonna go and have a roll in the hay or whatever she says. I don't know, all this kind of weird everything has to do with plants and like, you know, whatever. And all she does is blow this pink like mist at people. She has a kiss of death. And don't get me, like, Poison Ivy could be an interesting character, but unlike all the movies prior to this, she has no backstory. She's a dusty old crazy looking scientist woman in South America. The guy tries to kill her. The plants magically resurrect her. She comes through the floor like a freaking ghost. And that's it. That's her whole origin. And then she wants to have plants take over the world. It's horrible. 1. My 2 comes from Mr. Freeze. Now, don't get me wrong. Mr. Freeze in this is not like the Mr. Freeze I ever wanted. If they ever do Mr. Freeze properly, he could be a top. Like, honestly, a top great villain. He has a great backstory. And if they played him like they did in the animated series, where he's dead serious, like, he ain't playing games. He's not making jokes. And he's great. Now, Arnold comes in, and he only speaks in one-liners. He, like, every dialogue he has is, like, a one-liner or a joke. However, I don't know what it is, but a little piece of me, I like how he looks in this. I think he looks kind of cool. And 4K, I thought he actually looked cooler. Like, the makeup on him, where he's, like, blue and, like, he looks, like, glittery crystals. Almost. And his eyes, like, I thought he looked cool. That suit is very, like, it looks like a toy. It looks like a toy, but it was kind of cool. I mean, I don't care. He's not a good character, but I thought at least Arnold was like, look, this movie sucks. and I know this movie sucks. So I'm just going to ham it up to my fullest capabilities. And I love Arnold. So he gets the softest two. So I'd give the villains a two, mostly because of him. But they're all horrible. They're bad.
I mean, you're not alone. I gave it a two. I'm not going like to lie. I did give it a two. I'll go with the worst until the whatever least worst. Bane is one of the worst characters I've ever seen. This dude had a disguise that looked like a Ninja Turtle. Oh, when he had the detective coat with the yes. cowboy hat,
yes.
I was like, what is that? I loved it. But the thing that was so funny with Bane, though, you're right. He was like Frankenstein, right? Because they were like, all right, put the bombs over there. He was like, bomb. Bomb. Yeah. That was horrible. Yeah, Bane was not. I did like how the Bane. See, like the thing with, well, I guess I'll leave it for storyline. But for that 90s way of what they were trying to pull off, Bane did look kind of pretty cool. It reminded me of like the Texas Toxic Avenger, I guess it's called. Like that weird
dude. Because he was all green.
Yeah. So like to me, it pretty much worked a bit. I thought it worked, but it was just so bad. Now, when it came to Poison Ivy, I do agree with you. She was mad porn star, bro. I was like, oh my God. She was hot. I like how they gave her a little bit of the origin of Pam when he threw the chemicals on her and the plant. Like she just went right into the dirt and then just became. So I thought that was cool. I was like, all right, that's cool. But then it just became some fucking CW shit. Like it was mad CW, dude.
Yeah.
Like she came out and you're right. She had like, again, like Catwoman, like that seductive sound. Mm-hmm. Like, oh. Yeah. But like my favorite part of hers is when she's talking to Batgirl and for some reason Bruce Wayne got a nice shot of her repeating what she said and I was like, how is this pod? There was no camera, but she was like I told Lady Freeze when I pulled the plug, this is a one lady show. And I was just like, what the hell? My only gripe with Poison Ivy was when Batgirl kicked her into the plant.
Yeah.
She was like, no, what happened? Like, you just fell in the plant. Like, you just could have got out of it.
It should just let you survive because it helped resurrect you the first time.
Yeah, that was so weird. I was just like, oh, my God. It was like a play on stage. It was like, no, and then all the things folded on her. And like, I was just like, Mr. Freeze, though. Let me get to Freeze. I like Mr. Freeze. I know he's corny. I know he's horrible compared to what we get now and everything. Arnold Schwarzenegger just got charm. I don't care what anyone says.
I
like when everyone is singing the Mr. Softy song and he's like this. And he goes, ah, you guys. And he's just like, I'm going to have alone time with my wife. He goes into the hideout. I don't know. To me, I think it worked with Arnold. I know people are going to be like, oh, you're crazy. I think for this storyline, Arnold Schwarzenegger to me was like the highlight of the villains. I mean, I'm not saying he's the best actor ever, but I kind of enjoyed this Mr. Freeze. So again, I gave it a two.
Oh, wait, you want to talk about cameras? Like, how did the cameras get there? When he's watching his life back with his wife? What, it looks like commercials. Oof, they just filmed commercials. Yeah. Like putting diamonds on his wife. And who's filming this? It's weird.
That is true.
And all the TVs are in ice. How do they work? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, no, it's surrounded on ice. He freezes it.
Yeah, they wouldn't work. Put your TV in a block of ice. See what happens.
I'm trying to keep it logic.
Yeah, it was funny, though.
Yeah, it was freaking nuts.
He has had five TVs all playing the same exact video. So
and he's trying to cry, but it freezes.
It just goes like.
All right.
Okay.
Action scenes.
You know what? This movie's got a lot of action in it. Kind of like Batman. This reminds me of Batman Forever. Like, it has a good amount of action in it. Honestly, again, most of it is cheesy. I always like the beginning of it. I don't know why. Batman Forever and this one, they have almost the same beginning where Batman gets in something that goes up in the sky and then he has to escape. But this time, they surfboard down the air on those surfboards. And Mr. Freeze has that crazy car that also is a rocket ship, I guess, that could fly up.
Yeah, that was weird.
He has moth wings in his suit, so he looks like a flying butterfly. But there is fighting. There is action. It's just all not good. It's like the kind of action that defies all laws of physics. Like when he jumps on the, when he first shows up and he like jumps in on the motorcycle and it like magically floats through the sky instead of like coming down. Or when he jumps in the air and he like,
like
goes like flying. Like, I don't know. Everything is bad. They had ice skates in their shoes. Ugh. So even though it has a lot, none of it's good. Like at least Batman Forever, I feel like had some memorable action. This one, I mean, Mr. Freeze's gun is cool. I like that gun, but what does it really do? He shoots it, it beams them, and they just freeze. And he does it 1,000 times. So it's less cool every time he does it. I gave it 2. It's not good action, but there is some.
All right. I do agree with you to the action. There's a lot of action, but it's a lot of garbage action. I gave it 1. I couldn't. I'm sorry.
Fair.
When you have a freaking ice ring and these dudes are hitting a crystal like hockey pucks.
Yeah.
I'm not with that. There's a scene that I said this shit is an automatic one is when Mr. Freeze grabs the vine and he went, ah, and he flew. And I went, no, can't do. I was like, no, I'm sorry. I was like, there's no way. And there was like no action at all. Memorable. No. Batgirl versus Poison Ivy, I will give it the benefit of the doubt that they fought, but that shit was horrible and you could tell that was not Alicia Silverstone fighting.
Yeah.
Cause she was, yeah. And I'm not gonna lie, Alicia Silverstone was mad chunky. So when they showed Batgirl from a distance, she was all slim. So it was just like, okay, we already know that is a body double.
Yeah.
So for me, like, those scenes were god-awful. What's up with the Batmobile? Because that looked like a toy. Like a toy, bro. It's a little
convertible one-seater? What is that?
I do not know. Robin's motorcycle was a piece of shit. Like, it was... Like, all these toys look like Timmy's box of toys, and they threw it in the movie. Yeah. Like, they were like, let's play with Timmy's toys. And they were like, bloop. And yeah. Because the Batmobile looked like you rev it backwards and the thing will start spinning when you let it go.
Yeah.
It looked horrible. At least Batman Forever has some cool neon lights and had that big ass bat wing in the back. But I mean, it is what it is. But that one at least looked pretty decent. This one looked horrible. Like it's a 2-person show and he had a 1-seater. Like that didn't mean
in
no
the
sense.
Middle. A yeah. 1-seat in the middle of the car.
He couldn't afford another
what
seat.
What the heck is
He's
that?
He's like, no way.
He doesn't sit like on the side of the road where you drive. He's just right in the middle.
It was bad, dude. That was bad. The car chase was god awful on the hand.
Oh, and the driving on the statue?
Yeah. And then he goes, you're not going to make it, Dick. And he goes, don't do this to me, Bruce. And then he says, shut it off. And he went, ah, ah.
He just gets up and yells.
Yeah, he's like, ah! And then Batman's car freezes, and then he ejects himself, and then all of a sudden he goes, uh-oh, and he crashes through the oh, that was so bad. I'm sorry, I gave it 1. I mean, you gave it 2.
You don't have to apologize.
I gave it 1.
For that.
All right, storyline.
All right, there's one thing in this movie that I thought could have worked really well, and I thought it was a great idea, and I think the execution of it was so abysmal that it makes it bad. And that is the Alfred being sick storyline. I think that could have been really good. The problem is that this movie is so cheesy and campy that there's no weight to it at all. There's no drama to it, and there could have been. And because there wasn't, it makes it like worse. Because besides that, everything else in this movie is horrible. Like story-wise, everything is bad. Again, Batman, it seems like a side character in his own movie, to be honest. Robin, still annoying, still a twerp. I want a car. Chicks dig the car. Get out of here, man. He's got to go. Barbara, who's Alfred's niece, but is named Barbara, like Barbara Gordon, is very stupid. Who do they think they were fooling? Also, and this is not really storyline, but when she's on the computer and she discovers the password is like Pam or whatever it is, Peg.
Yeah.
And how is it reflecting on her face like that? That is not how computers work. Look, I'm sitting in front of a computer right now. Can you see everything that's on the screen on my face? No.
No.
You can't. That there's like a projector shooting onto her face, like the Batman logo. it's so annoying. I hate that part every time. Like maybe in her glasses, but not on her whole face. Anyway, I digress. So the one storyline that could have been good, Alfred being sick, no good. And then he, it's just terrible. Poison Ivy storyline, bad. Mr. Freeze's storyline, it's there. Like it's accurate. His wife is, he's trying to save her, blah, blah, blah. But everything of how they go about it and his character, it shouldn't be so funny. He shouldn't be cracking jokes all the time. He should be actually pissed off and trying to, like, you know. So they got that wrong. Commissioner Gordon, again, is just that fat guy who does nothing. Yeah, it's horrible. 1.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it 1. I agree with you 100%. I was into the Alfred 6 storyline. Because it worked. But what sucks ass is George Clooney's not that good in this movie. So he was just like, yeah, Alfred's sick. And it's just like, wow, Bruce, like, you really cared. There were some parts that you were like, oh, okay, but what made it worse is that since he came across three different actors, true. It looks even worse when you have the fourth one, I mean, the third one be the final one. Like, if it was Michael Keaton, yeah. I would have been, oh, damn. But you're right. It was way too many storylines for that type of story to kick in. Barbara Gordon, not Gordon, but whatever her last name was.
Barbara Pennyworth.
Yeah, I did not like that either. I was just like, this actually does not even make sense. And what annoys me too is another storyline where someone can figure out Batman is Bruce Wayne in like 2 seconds. Like, she figured that out. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is the second time that Alfred is sending classified information to somebody.
Why is he spilling the beans to everyone?
I don't know. I'm like, does he hate this guy so much? Like you send him a CD. What happened if Alfred's brother goes, I don't want to do this shit, and it throws it in the garbage. Now someone has a classified CD with true. Batman's true blueprint. Maybe that's where Danny DeVito got it from.
From Alfred, was just being careless and threw it in the garbage. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then another thing that really, really annoyed me with the storyline is she got to the Batcave and it's like, a intruder alert. And then she was like, it's me, Uncle Alfred. And he was like, I knew you were gonna come down here. So I took the liberty to make you a suit of your own. And I was like, really? And then they zoomed in on her boobs, her rubber boobs, her butt, like everybody. Else. So the storyline did not fit. I like Mr. Freeze's storyline in this movie. It's kind of almost the same as the one in the comics, but there were times that Arnold Schwarzenegger was kind of serious. Like in the beginning a little bit when he was just like, you're in my way. Like when he was trying to get the diamond, like he was a little bit serious, but then it became the corny, you know, that's nice.
What killed the dinosaurs?
The Ice Age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My
God. Cool party.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so for me, like, it didn't work. So anyway, I gave it a 1. All right, so what is your overall?
1. I hate this movie, and I've always hated this movie. And I saw this movie in the theater when I was 10 years old, and I hated it as a 10-year-old. I didn't even like it when I was a kid, so I never liked it. When I reviewed it on Instagram, I believe in giving zeros, and I gave it a 0 out of 10. Like, I really don't like it. Now here, we stick to 1 as the lowest, so I give it the lowest we can, which is a 1. I just think it's an atrocious, a horrible abomination of a Batman movie. Now, I could see that because it's very campy, I could see some people liking it in almost like so bad it's good way, which it's fine because at least they're acknowledging it's bad. You know what I mean? But I'm not one of those people. I think Batman Forever is that movie for me where it has a lot of stuff that's pretty bad, but I still like it. This one has even more stuff that's bad, but I hate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The beginning part with the suits when they're suiting up and it zooms in on their nipples and their butts and their junk. And I'm like, what is this? And it shows them like jump and then their butt like moves into the frame. Like, this is so weird. Everything Joel Schumacher did in this doesn't make sense. It's all to sell toys. Everything look, they have like Poison Ivy has, her outfits were cool, but they all look like different variations for a toy. Batman, they get like the suits with the silver. Oh my God. I mean, you want to talk about an ugly, ugly suit. Horrible. The Batmobile, like you said, horrible. The motorcycle, which when it opens out of its little egg, why is there like neon lights of the, like, you wouldn't actually have that if you had that down there to take the time to form the neon lights into a Robin on each side. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I hate this movie. 1.
Yeah. I mean, is it a 1 though? It's a 1. It's a really bad movie. And then what sucks is that, yeah, I understand it's like emulating a lot of the 1966. I mean, it is emulating. Like, he looked like he's a fan of the Adam West era. And I'm okay with it if you do it right. Because you could do an Adam West style of a modern take Adam West style. Look at Blank Man. Blank Man had a lot of similarities to the 1966, and it came out so fun and funny, but it worked for that type of movie. So you can't tell me that it couldn't work on a modern version. You could have. It's just that you had to have a good script around it to make that work. And I think a lot of people would have gravitated to it and go, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. It's an homage to the Adam West. And then, of course, the Dark Knight comes out and everything, and you lose it. But at least you have it. You're going, Well, at least they tried and they made it work. This one did not make it work. All the villains were campy and corny, just like the 66, but way worse, because at least those characters that were written good. Like, they were allowed, you know, and they knew what they were getting themselves into, and they looked like they were having fun in the roles. This one looked like they just got paid and they were like, it is what it is. I'm going to be another cup in McDonald's. Let it be. So,
yeah,
I agree. It's really bad. I know I brought the collector's edition, but I always got to complete my Batman set. I mean, anyone wants to complete their Batman set in terms of films. I know you don't, but
I want to get rid of it. It comes in a stupid metal box and I don't want to have one empty slot. But if I throw away that box, this movie's out of here.
It's going to the bookstore.
I'm going to the bookstore, baby.
Yeah.
You guys got this gem?
I would like to trade this and Ballistic X versus Sever.
Oh, yeah. I got that DVD right over here, ready to trade.
Yeah. I can't trade it because mine's are ripped. But in terms of, I gave it a 1. I mean, what's your total point?
7. 7 out of 10. A 7 because I gave 2 things a 2. So, again, that was me trying to be very optimistic and positive. And even with me trying to give it all the benefit of the doubt, it still only got to a 7. So it's pretty bad.
Well, I gave it a 6. So it's not good. I gave it 1 from action storyline overall, 2 villain, and then 1 for lead characters across the board. So yeah, I don't enjoy it. I don't like it.
Question.
So
your blank man comp was pretty good. This might have worked if they just made it a comedy, but they still tried to make it serious.
Yeah, but you know what? I think not even you don't have to make it a comedy. I think the problem was is that at A, they added Batgirl, so that took away screen time from Batman and Robin. So if you took away Batgirl and you kept it with the storyline of Alfred and made it into the 1966 style of Batman, you could have made it work.
But that's the thing, but like the 66 style only works if you make it a comedy in the 90s. Because it's such a different time. Blank Man works because it's a comedy. And so you can laugh at it. This, they're like, they didn't really want you to laugh at it, but you couldn't help it because it was so bad.
You know, if they want to enhance this movie, maybe they should add in the punches. And
yeah. Boom! What if they add in a laugh track to it? Like the laugh track version.
It's like, that would be funny.
People laugh. It might help.
It could.
I might watch that version better.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It could have worked. Blank Man worked, and I'm so surprised that we never got a sequel to Blank Man.
Blank Man 2, more blank.
Shooting blank.
More blanked.
That's a movie I wish came out in 4K.
Yeah. But it's good. It was fun watching it when I was a kid. That and Major Payne, I used to watch both all the time.
I haven't seen Blank Man in a while, but I know I remember that joke. David Greer was my dude. funny.
We'll do it on a action movie guys, action comedy month. Yeah.
Remember when he got the super nunchuck?
Oh my god, I need to watch that again. It's gotta be streaming somewhere. I gotta be able to find it. I haven't seen it in a long time. I just remember loving it when I was younger.
Yeah, he goes, you gotta put that down, that's dangerous. And he goes, what is that? He goes, that is my super nunchucks.
What's the name of his robot? He had a robot. It was like Johnny Five. It was like Johnny Five from Short Circuit.
Yeah, it was.
It had a different name. I forget what it was. I haven't seen it in forever, but anyway.
I'm sorry. I just went off the rail on that one. But
so did I.
With that said, my total was a 6. Yours was a 7. Yeah. Nate, what is coming up next?
All right. So next episode will be our new month. We are doing sequels to movies we reviewed in the past. So we will be doing the part 2s of a bunch of movies that we reviewed. And the first one up, we reviewed Escape from New York. So it's time we visit L.A. for a little Escape from L.A. with Snake Plissken as I talk the whole movie. So we're going to be doing Escape from L.A. And then, of course, we finally starting a new franchise. I'm excited for this one, actually. I can't believe we waited this long to get to this one. We're going to be doing a little Wesley Snipes Blade action. So we'll be doing Blade, Blade 2, and the best one, Blade Trinity. We'll be covering those three over the next few weeks as well.
Yeah. All right, look, I just found out the name of the robot.
What is it? What was it? Kevin.
It was J5.
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 Yeah, that's good.
That was J5. Anyway, with that said, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nate Flix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nate Flix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast, or head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix for the video version of the podcast. And coming soon will be the actual Geeks and Flix website. So look out for that. We'll let everyone know once that is up and running. But with that said, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.